And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Supreme Court is hearing a pivotal case soon that could free pro-life states to direct Medicaid funding away from abortion giants like Planned Parenthood. In South Carolina, their Department of Health and Human Services argues states should control their own Medicaid spending rather than being forced by federal courts to fund organizations they deem to be unqualified. And speaking of Planned Parenthood, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is taking them on for trafficking minors across state lines for abortion without parental consent. The organization was caught on video admitting they removed children from school with fake doctor's notes, transport them to Kansas for secret abortions, and then return them before their parents discovered what happened, something they brazenly admit doing every single day. In response, Planned Parenthood had the audacity to countersue, claiming a constitutional right to undermine parents. And the AG fired back, saying, quote, "Our children deserve to be protected, not trafficked across state lines." Canada's euthanasia regime continues its grim expansion with 15,343 assisted deaths in 2023, a near 16% increase over the previous year, representing nearly 5% of all Canadian deaths. Among these disturbing trends, 241 dementia patients were euthanized last year, with 106 cases where dementia was their sole condition, which is a direct violation of Canada's already permissive law. A British preschooler between the ages of 3 and 4 was recently suspended for alleged transphobia. The Department for Education data shows 94 primary school children were suspended for similar violations in the 2022-23 academic year alone. As J.K. Rowling said, it's totalitarian insanity. She even went on to say, if you think small children should be punished for being able to recognize sex, you're a dangerous zealot who should be nowhere near kids. Her words, not mine, but I definitely wholeheartedly agree. Meanwhile, the state of Utah has become the first state to ban the LGBT pride flag in government buildings and public schools, promoting what legislators are calling political neutrality in classrooms. The law, which takes effect in May, applies equally to all political flags. Disney's woke Snow White remake is tanking, if you haven't been keeping up, with the star of the show, Rachel Zegler's political activism being the key factor. The actress, who was cast in the children's film, used her platform to push abortion and politics, telling fans who disagree with her to unfollow her because she doesn't need your business. Well, guess what? Many took that advice, and now her movie is severely paying for it. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.